Hey everybody, this is Laura, and I just wanted to get on here and talk a little bit about my venture that I have been on the past several months. And this blog is not focused on any one person in particular, so if you're listening to it, please don't take offense to what I'm saying. I'm just talking about people as a whole, in general, that I have come across in, you know, just say the last 6 months. They are, you know, used to, back in my childhood days, you know, people were loving, were caring, they were standing. They would give you the shirt off their back, you know, to help you out if you needed help. And, you know, it seems like with the times changing, people are changing also, because people are so self-centered and so selfish. You know, they invite you into their home, and, you know, when you first get there, oh, you know, I'm so glad to see you, da-da-da-da-da. And then as time goes on, it's like they just show their true colors. It's just so frustrating because, you know, they're so self-centered and so selfish. They don't really care, and they wouldn't invite you into their home if it wasn't for some kind of ulterior motive that would benefit them, you know. And it just seems like to me that if you really don't want somebody there, or you really don't want to help them out, you know, in a sticky spot that they're in, that you wouldn't invite them in expecting something, knowing they have nothing. I'm just really frustrated with people today. People whom that I have thought was my friends, you know, even down to my family. People are so centered on self nowadays that they really they don't care about anybody on the outside world. They're only focused on what's in their little ring around them. And if it don't go their way, then it's fuck you, or it's, you know, get out. You know, and they invite you in knowing good and well that, you know, you're in a tough spot, you need some help to get up out of the ditch, and then they just, it's like, okay, they expect you to wave a magic wand when you don't have a car, you know, and they say, okay, you can use my car to find a job, you know, you can do this, you can do that, and then when it comes down to it, where are they? Nowhere to be found. I just wish that I could find a true blue friend who wants nothing in return but just to lend a helping hand to somebody who needs it and who has been there for them. Because all of my friends, I've always tried to be there for them. Whether it be financially, you know, if they need a ride, if they needed a place to stay. When I had my own home, you know, I opened my door with welcome arms, you know, open arms. And I didn't make them feel like that they were a burden on me. And why that somebody would invite you to their home and then make you feel like that you are just such a burden is beyond me. I just do not understand it. I'm going knucking butts here, okay? Please, are there any true blue friends out there anymore? Are there any true blue people who really, just out of the kindness of their heart, helps people and don't expect nothing in return? Because when you expect something in return, that hand that you extend out to them does not mean a thing in God's eyes, Bill. You do not help people expecting something back. That's the way I was brought up. Old school rules.